The first thing I want to ask you is that I saw that the legislature might be thinking about getting out of there early, which I find incredibly optimistic. What's the status on that?
Well, we're trying to figure it out. You know, we just don't know. You know, nobody has been tested to have the coronavirus in the state of Alaska. But, you know, everything we hear from all the experts is that it's just a matter of time, that it's inevitable. And so we're very concerned about that because we have some things we have to do, and we can't afford to lose members to illness or whatever, because sometimes we need a three-quarter vote. So clearly what we have to do is to pass the budget. That's a constitutional requirement to pass the operating budget. So we're trying to figure that out. We did pass mental health budget yesterday, and that included the coronavirus funding, $4 million from the state, $9 million from the feds. So we did do that yesterday. So we can move pretty fast when we have to. The second thing that is really crucial is we have to confirm the governor's appointments or not confirm them, commissioners and also to various commissions. If we don't confirm or deny those, then everyone who's on that list drops off and cannot be reappointed by the governor. So there's some very good people on that list. We want to make sure that we take care of that before we leave.
Yeah, what are the odds you folks will get out early, much less, you know, in 90 days or 120 days this year?
Well, I can tell you, if there is a coronavirus breakout in Alaska, we will adjourn because we can't take the chance on it hitting the legislature and not having the votes to operate. You know, what they're saying is you need to put yourself in a stay at home for a couple of weeks if you have any symptoms. Well, that would make it very, very difficult for us to do our job.
So the legislature has no provisions for absentee voting or teleconferencing into a meeting, I guess?
Well, we can teleconference to a meeting, a committee meeting, and so that is entirely possible. Change our rules a little bit. Change the rules so you can actually vote from a distance on a telephone call. But constitutionally, it'd be very, very difficult for us to change the rules to allow us to vote on the floor. You know, when we're on the floor, when we're in the House or the Senate, it's virtually impossible for us to allow anyone to vote who's not there. That's just one of the bases of parliamentary government, of the type of government that we have, it's essential that we actually be there and participate. Otherwise, how do you know the right person is voting? How do you know the person isn't so ill that they're not really making sense? And so, you know, it is crucial. I don't see any way around that.
You know, it struck me how quickly and definitively you answered that question, that if it shows up there, you are going to adjourn. And it struck me as well. They're taking this very seriously. What's the mood like in the Capitol right now?
You know, we want to make sure that people don't get fearful or people don't get, go off the deep edge here. But there is concern, folks have families back at home. You want to be with your family if this gets worse and worse. This is the funny thing, Jay, this could be all over tomorrow. You know, we see actually in China, there seems to be a decline in cases, but no one knows the truth of this coronavirus. I mean, could it flare itself up again? Could it go on in, we're hearing that the president said by spring, when things warm up, it'll disappear. Well, the experts aren't really saying that. They don't really know. So it could continue. It might not continue. But I don't mean to make people hysteric about this. That's not what we want to do. We're trying to figure out a very calm and very definitive way of doing things should it get worse in Alaska.
Well, Gary Stevens, Senator from District P, thank you so much for joining us today on KBBI.
Hey, great. Thanks so much, Jay. Good talking to you. Welcome back.